Right now it is time to bring in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at what's going on in the real news. And I think we might have to rename this segment Surreal News, Brian.
You've got it right there, exactly my point. And I think, you know, it's so distressing to see how a big lie, repeated often enough, still seems to work. 77% of Republicans think that Joe Biden was elected due to fraud. And so many Americans continue to believe that the COVID-19 is some kind of a hoax and there's something fishy about it. And as a result, this country really is suffering.
Well, you know, just take a look where we are. We're eight and a half months into this pandemic. We are in a far worse shape than we have ever been. People don't trust one another. People don't trust government. It's getting to the point where this is almost like civil war. And it's not just about the election. As you just said, it's overspilled now. It's about COVID-19. It's about Supreme Court. It's about everything. It's almost like this country is at social civil war.
Well, there are alternative sources of information, and this goes to the loss of faith in what was, you know, derisively called the mainstream media by Donald Trump. And, you know, he and Steve Bannon, I remember them saying during the campaign three months ago, saying, you guys all live in glass houses, we're going to bring you down. And they were successful at doing that, and look what they have sown.
It's staggering. I'm 68 and I've lived through a lot. I've lived through Richard Nixon. We've lived through, of course, none other than Bill Clinton and what started off as Whitewater, but really wasn't Whitewater anymore. It was about an intern and what the president did to damage the office of the presidency. But in my lifetime, I have not seen quite an attack on the Constitution since probably the days when my father was identified as a communist. He was in the entertainment business many, many years ago. It's that scary.
It's a dark period, and I guess we all who work in the media have to take a hard look at ourselves and sort of critically examine, you know, what have we done that would allow most America or half of America to think we're not telling the truth. And that's a good question. We're also, you know, we have the tidal wave of social media and technological change. You can't hold back that tide, but it has changed a lot. There are lots of ways to get information. So many people have different points of view based on who knows what. You know, I always like to ask people, where did you hear that? Where is that from? You know, and I come back to Tucker Carlson or some a QAnon website. It's stunning to me, but it is a fact, and one we have to deal with. And one more importantly that I think Joe Biden will have to deal with, his thought of, you know, taking the temperature down of the country, trying to find common ground, is probably the only way I can imagine this gets repaired. It won't be repaired by screaming at each other.
The media over the years, and I'm not going to say the people who work in the media, but the people who own media, for years have let this happen. They've cut back their bureaus. They've gone to what they call a reality programming to save money, and then they've taken their 24-hour networks, and unfortunately, most media that gets the highest ratings are these alternative medias. Fox News is no longer. This is how far we've come. I don't know if you agree with me, Brian, but Fox Media is no longer the outlier. There are other media networks that are now getting almost as good a ratings as Fox.
Right. The Newsmax network has been soaring since the election, eating into Fox's viewer leadership. They're still number one. But stunning that somehow Fox could be pushed to the center in terms of the liberal and conservative spectrum of what's going on in this country. Let's not, you know, and we should remember, with the exception probably of Robin Hood Radio, you know, these companies are there to make money. And what makes money is strong opinions, draws people, and it's worked on both sides of the aisle. And that's the case, and so that's it's a step backwards for the country, I think. But we can't just wring our hands. We have to figure out what to do, and perhaps better leadership in Washington will help us overcome that.
I think we all have to take an inner look at ourselves and what we do and where we get the news and how we spread it, and also take a look at our relationships that we have with family members and friends. Yeah. And start off at the base once again. We just can't keep sowing the seeds of hate, because right now in the position we are in as an international power, and you've been around for long enough to look at this better than I have as a professional, I see us in probably one of the most dangerous positions this country has ever been in. We don't have those foreign connections that we used to have. We have other foreign powers like China, which are trying to knock us off the top of the block. And that's all taken into account. Of course, powerful countries want powerful dominance, but we have left the world stage at the worst possible time, and now we have left the world stage, and we are divided as Americans, and that's just a dangerous.
That's a weakened situation. Of course, our allies who've been shrugged off or given the cold shoulder by Donald Trump can't wait for January 20th. I think they see already on the horizon a U.S. that they're familiar with that is going to take a leadership position and not try to go it alone. You know, as Joe Biden said, America first, from Trump became America alone, which doesn't really work on the world stage. But what really troubles me as I look at all this is 250,000 deaths. Is that figure not enough to persuade people this is real, that this COVID-19 is real? Yes, there's all the great news about the vaccine. Cannot wait, and I hope you and I are right up there at the head of the line when they get the older folks lined up for this. But I do think that fact that we somehow, that Americans could sort of explain or rationalize that away, like it's not a real threat, is just stunning to me.
And I'll just ask you one other question. Now, nobody likes to lose. Nobody likes to lose an election. Nobody likes to lose a vote. Nobody likes to lose a watch. But the way the Trump administration, to me, is going about this is wrong. I have no problem, really, under the legal authority that is supplied, for somebody who's running for office to exhaust all their legal options to make sure that they legally lost it. I've lost. What I do have a problem with is while they're doing that, mentioning that the election was rigged and was set up and over. When you do both together, you do damage.
You say it often enough, but you know, I was filling in for Chris Cuomo the other day on his Sirius radio program, and I had Michael Cohen on, Trump's former lawyer, as my guest for an hour. And his view is that this is strictly Trump setting himself up for a financial future, that he is really in such bad financial shape that he needs to find a way. This will be a way to help build a new network, a new set of speeches, a new power base for him, because he has very little cash, and he's about to face huge loans that will come due in the next 2 or 3 years. And on top of that, you know, his view is that, you know, Trump knows this is not the case, but that he is doing this strictly to raise money for himself, and he so fears the investigations underway by the district attorney in Manhattan, Cyrus Vance, and by the New York State Attorney General, and by the federal prosecutors in New York. He's really afraid of that.
Well, there's got to be better ways to get out of a thing like this other than assailing the U.S. Constitution.
Well, you'd think so, but if all you think about is yourself, that's what you do.
Yeah, how about settling with a deal with everybody in advance?
It makes Richard Nixon look like a man of some character and integrity.
It's why I brought up the fact about Richard Nixon, even though with the charges against Bill Clinton about, of course, having sex with an intern that was working in his office. And you can all the way go back to the McCarthy era. You take all those three things, and there's never been a bigger threat to the country than what's going on right now.
Yeah, I don't want to be a revisionist here, but remember Richard Nixon in 1960, even though he could have perhaps contested the close election with John Kennedy, decided it was in the interest of the country not to do so. And finally he was facing impeachment in 1974, he understood it was in the interest of the country for him to step down. And so compared to the current president, he certainly comes up higher on the chart of integrity, I think.
Enough said. Brian, we'll speak to you next week and see where we stand.
That will be on Thanksgiving morning. I'll be here with you.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Yep, I'll be here.
Great, me too. Count me in.
All right, take care. Brian Ross with the Real News here on Robin Hood Radio.